Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's Van Halen bringing us back 7 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with Ruth King, one of my favorite folks on the planet, one of the smartest people I know. CEO of ProfitabilityRevolution.com. I hope you'll check that out. And how many videos there now?
600 and something.
Wow. 600 and something. So many we can't count them, folks. They're magnificent pieces of information that will help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. If you go, folks, if you hang out with Ruth, you'll be smarter, and you'll thank me later. The Ugly Truth About Cash, that's her new book. It's all about how to manage your cash so that you keep it, and that your employees and your vendors can't take it from you. That's some of the main parts of the book, but also it'll teach you practices, cash management practices. And there's in our business, in our family, nothing's more precious than our family. In our business, nothing's more precious than our cash, is it, Ruth?
Correct, yes.
Cash is precious.
The cash allows us to survive, period.
Yeah. So last thoughts. Wrap it up for us.
All right, a couple things that you can do. Number one, and we talked about this before the break, send your bank statement home. Number two, make sure that your balance sheet receivables and payables match your aged receivables and payables that you print out from your receivables reports and your payables reports. If they don't match, your bookkeeper's doing something funny, because they should match exactly. The next thing you want to do is to print out.
Hang on. Say that. Let's land on that for just a second. Say that again.
All right. On your balance sheet, you have an accounts receivable balance and an accounts payable balance.
Yep.
Right. I want you to print out an aged accounts receivable report and an aged accounts payable report.
Mm-hmm.
And make sure that the total at the end of those reports match the amount that's on your balance sheet.
That's right. And that nobody, because that's how they mess around with it.
It's exactly right.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly right. The next thing you want to do is you want to print out a, at the end of every single month, you want to print out the basically the journal entries that have gone in, because that's another way that they play with the books in terms of being able to take things out here and there, is they take it out through journal entries rather than through the normal receivable or the normal payables or the normal billing or something along those lines. You want to look at your vendors and make sure you don't have ABC Inc. and ABC Corp. and ABC Company. One of those may not be real.
Make sure you know who all the companies are that are getting checks from you.
Exactly.
And if you're a small business, there's no reason why you can't know that.
That's true. Large businesses.
Fred Smith doesn't. FedEx doesn't know all his vendors, but you can.
Fred Smith personally may not, but somebody there does.
Somebody does. He's got a bunch of somebodies who do, but folks, check. Make sure you know who your vendors are. Right? What's next?
Watch what you sign. Do not use signature stamps. I can find very, very many ways.
You recommend not having one person. You recommend not giving the person who manages your books the ability to the unilateral ability to sign a check. You think you should have double signs?
I've seen them actually steal with double signs. So what I would prefer is that you not have your bookkeeper have the ability to have check signing authority.
Right.
If I were a bookkeeper, I wouldn't want it anyway, simply because if for some reason you screwed up on payroll taxes and couldn't pay them, you're personally liable as the bookkeeper because you have check signing authority from there. But if you give your bookkeeper check signing authority, they can write any check they want to any person they want, including themselves.
Yep.
So that's dangerous. Now, unless it's your wife. Now, I've also seen divorce situations, which I didn't put in the book, I don't think, where the husband and wife were getting divorced. The wife gets the husband by not paying payroll taxes for an entire year because she wanted to get him, and she did. And she didn't have check signing authority. He was the only one who did, so she just didn't pay payroll taxes.
Huh.
And guess what the IRS did?
Wow. They get ill about that. They don't like that.
No, they don't. They're not exactly nice about not paying payroll taxes.
Right.
So make sure that you sign all your checks. You don't have signature stamps. Your bookkeeper doesn't have check signing authority unless it's your wife or unless it's another partner. And even in those cases, you must review financial statements every single month to make sure that they're accurate. And if they're not accurate, you start asking questions. And that goes back to the Courage Profitable.
Folks, it's all in the book, The Ugly Truth About Cash, 50 Ways Employees and Vendors Steal From You. And what you can do about it, it's not a big book. It's a handy book that you will probably just leave it on your desk. You won't put it up on the shelf, and it'll be dog-eared before you know it. Hey, Ruth, good job on the book. Well done. Come back soon.
Thank you. I will do that. Thanks, Jim. I appreciate it. Hope I helped.
Ruth King, ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back another day. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not...
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.